This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, I broadcast music from my country of origin, Australia. Music from the past, present, and also lots of local music here from Vancouver and other music across from Canada too. There's just such limited time and so much music that I do tend to play a lot of Vancouver music because I meet so many amazing people around the city and do enjoy the service of promoting their shows and telling local listeners about what's going on every weekend. But across the country too, there's amazing music, and I always try to get in other cities. But this week is going to be probably a lot of Vancouver music because we have a very special guest. Leonard Pennyfold will be joining us in probably about 15 minutes' time. And he's a local singer-songwriter and a fantastic guy. And this will be definitely a show to stick around and listen to. So first up, let's get into an older track from Australia. I just got back into one of my favorite acts, and I'm going to play for you a song from them now. They're called Nunchaka Superfly, and they're a side project of the Hard-Ons, who are a legendary thrash punk band from the city of Sydney. So Blackie and Ray, the guitarist and bassist from that band, they've been playing together since about 1982 or 83. And this is one of my favorite records from their project, Nunchaka Superfly. The album is called There Are No Accidents, Just Fuckwits. Pardon the language. But they're a very abrasive band. Anyway, I'll put on track 3 for you. This is called Hot Enough For You. We'll be right back.
a challenging program, but really rewarding. And within 2 semesters, I had the skills to be job ready.
Considering an exciting career in radio, radio broadcasting at Humber College in Toronto is the only postgraduate radio program in Canada. Get yourself on air and job ready in under a year. Learn from industry professionals and use state-of-the-art equipment in the country's biggest radio market. Pursue your passion. Visit mediastudies.humber.ca.
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, where I'm pursuing my passion here to broadcast great sounds for you. That song there was called Hot Enough For You, and it's by Nunchaku Superfly. And I love that band. Saw them live back home a number of times. I'm definitely pursuing my passion today because I have a good friend in the studio, and I'm going to be opening it up for him to play some music and chat with us. This is Leonard Pennyfold joining us.
Hello,
Leonard. Thanks for coming down. We've known each other for almost 2 years now, and it's finally happened. Like, finally, you the stars were aligned, and you've come down to play some tunes. Leonard is a very established singer-songwriter, and we met at a place called Mr. Brownstone, which is a sports bar on Main Street that hosts an open mic every Monday. And Leonard has been inspiring to me as a beginning singer-songwriter and very supportive, and he's fantastic, and he's got his guitar. Leonard, can you tell us a little bit about, I guess first, your connection to Vancouver here? How long have you been playing music in the city?
Oh, more than 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the third time I've lived in this city, too, so.
Right.
I've been here 2 other periods and played music.
Okay, because as we were walking up here through the Student Union building, you even said, oh, I played in that room in 1975.
Yes.
That's amazing. And you said, you remember doing a folk show up here, and even the student bar downstairs you played down here?
Yes. Yeah. 3 years ago.
Yeah. And so you began playing in bands in here, or was it Toronto?
Toronto primarily. I played in a few bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what sort of era are we talking about? What years were you active there? And
mid to late 80s.
Yeah. And then and found yourself here after, I guess you were born in Britain.
Yes.
And when did you, so you were here before you went to Toronto, and then you came back, or?
It's pretty complicated.
Yeah.
I've traveled my whole life.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And transient since I was a child.
Yeah.
My parents first emigrated from England, so I've always been moving around.
Yeah.
So, but Vancouver's the place where I've stayed at the most.
Yeah. Well, let's get into a song straight away so people know exactly what you're on about. And Leonard's music is fantastic and unique, and we'll be back to have more of a chat, but let's get into the song. Leonard Pennyfold.
There's a plastic ghost in Barbie's heart mansion. A plastic ghost in Barbie's heart mansion. A plastic ghost in Barbie's heart mansion. He's not a can man. He's not a can man. He's not a can man. Barbie's heart mansion. He wants her attention. Did I mention? There's a plastic ghost in Barbie's heart mansion. A plastic ghost in Barbie's heart mansion. A plastic ghost in Barbie's heart mansion. He's not a Ken man. He's not a Ken man. He's not a Ken man. In Barbie's heart mansion, he wants her attention. Did I mention? Did I? The servants have seen him at the top of the stairs. His white face and his light bulb hair. She pretends he's not there. In case he's handsome, there's a plastic ghost in Barbie's heart mansion. A plastic ghost in Barbie's heart mansion. A plastic ghost in Barbie's heart mansion. He's not a Ken man. He's not a Ken man. He's not a Ken man. In Barbie's heart mansion, he wants her attention. In the dark moon attic where she keeps all the broken cars, he's fixing her engines. He's oiling the black stars. He's not a Ken man. He's not a Ken man. There's a plastic ghost in Barbie's Heart Mansion. A plastic ghost in Barbie's Heart Mansion. A plastic ghost in Barbie's Heart Mansion. He's not a Ken Man. He's not a Ken Man. He's not a Ken Man. Barbie's Heart Mansion. He wants your attention. Did I mention? The servants have seen him at the top of the stairs, his white, white face and his light bulb hair. She pretends he's not there. In case he's handsome, there's a plastic ghost in Barbie's Heart Mansion. A plastic ghost in Barbie's Heart Mansion. A plastic ghost in Barbie's Heart Mansion. He's not a Ken Man. He's not a Ken Man. He's not a Ken Man. Barbie's Heart Mansion. He wants her attention.
Fantastic. Leonard Pennyfold. Thank you. With his first song of the evening here, live on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. And Leonard is one of our favorite, well, my favorite singer-songwriter in town. I've seen him perform a number of times, and he's finally here to play for us. Listeners will be, I think, you should be struck by his lyrical prowess. I've always been amazed by your imagery and your lyrics. And do you have, you know, growing up, are there any particular role models for you lyrically?
Well, Bob Dylan, for a start.
Hmm.
Leonard Cohen, all the poets, you know.
Yeah.
Rimbaud, Baudelaire, the Beats.
Yeah.
I've always read a lot of poetry and I like to read anyway.
Yeah.
Probably that was a big influence.
Okay. And Leonard is a true troubadour, because literally he was jotting lyrics down in the lounge here while we were waiting. So he's always at work, busy writing songs, including that one, which that's not even on your album.
No.
No. Yeah. Leonard has a self-titled release out, and he's got dozens of, it seems, songs that aren't even on that you, it seems like you're incredibly prolific.
I don't know what to say.
And you did mention Leonard Cohen. From one Leonard to another, I'm just really getting into Leonard Cohen because I went to the Firehall Arts Centre and saw this great musical that's happening right now called The Chelsea Hotel, which I highly recommend anyone go watch. And Leonard, you ran into him once in McGill University, is that true?
Oh, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
4 in the morning, crossing the campus. Just two ships passing in the night.
Yeah. Wow. That's from one Leonard to another. Because you, I know you said you've traveled a fair bit, so you lived there for, like, what sort of period were you in Montreal for?
I was 74, 75, I was there.
Yeah.
Went to Dawson College in Montreal.
Yeah.
Among other things, and played around.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about we get into another track?
Yeah. This is called Tommy of the Raves.
Ah, yes.
And, well, there's no need to explain anything. I'll just do it.
Yeah.
Tommy of the Raves says he's an anchor from the grave. Laughs like ascension, his helium waves. Tommy of the Raves, drum and bass, his haircut cage, with a turntable turning. In a trance he prays for love to break through the waves and into his heart, where a new man plays. Tommy of the Raves, Tommy of the Raves, Tommy of the Raves. He's always raving, he's always raving. Tommy of the Raves, Peggy Pants, the golden chain, and the drum machine fountain sweeps him away. Tommy of the Raves, all the things his body craves when his spirit's afraid. Tommy of the Raves.
He's always raving. He's always raving. He's got his eyes on you, he's waving. He's got his eyes on you, he's waving. Tommy of the Rays, in a trance he prays, for love to break through the waves and into his heart, where a new man plays. Tommy of the Rays, Tommy of the Rays, Tommy of the Rays. He's always raving, he's always raving, he's always raving. Tommy of the Rays, oh Tommy O, oh Tommy O, oh Tommy O. Tommy of the Rays.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Okay, here we are. We're live on CITR Radio, and this is a show called Stranded. And in the background there, you hear Leonard Pennyfold tuning his guitar. He is our special guest in the studio. And actually, today is kind of a historic moment on the show, too, because I also have a friend named Michael, who is wielding a camera. And we're going to experiment here with putting something up on YouTube. Leonard will be our very first person. Up on YouTube, if he's okay with it. I think it looks great.
Yeah,
the light's great here. Michael's got a steady hand, so for anyone listening to, like, I think this is a whole new era of the show with me having a lot more live music on. The station is very supportive of that too. So if you're a local musician, don't hesitate to get in touch. My blog is ozstrandedradio.com. That's OZSTRANDED. Send me an email, because it's as easy as hopping on the 99 bus and getting here. It's not that hard, right, Leonard? You can get on there and you can have a nice afternoon, just kicking back, reading a book on the bus, and meet me here.
Novels, you know.
Yeah, you could write a song on the bus. Okay. So Leonard, is there a real life Tommy of the Raves?
I don't think so. Oh, there could be.
There could be.
Not anyone I know.
Okay.
Okay. But I have been inspired by a few people who were this character, so to speak.
Okay.
Somewhat this character.
Yeah. Right, and how about the Lonely Meat Pie Man?
I knew you
It's one of my favorite songs that I've heard Leonard perform, and I'm hoping he's going to play it today. Leonard's just tuning his guitar here. Speaking of which, there's actually... I should reach out to this guy. There's a guy who runs an Australian meat pie van here somewhere in the city of Vancouver. And I should probably tell him about this show, because he might be interested. I don't know if he's a real Australian or not, but there's a real Lonely Meat Pie Man out there somewhere in the city. But he seems to do okay. He's on the internet on Facebook, plugging his business a lot, so I'm sure he's not too lonely. Did you feel like playing that song?
Yes, yeah. Definitely, yes.
Okay, this is an awesome song. This is called Lonely Meat Pie Man by Leonard Pennyfold.
Lonely Meat Pie Man, gravy tears inside, mashed potato clouds across his mind. Lonely Meat Pie Man, waiting for his drink to shine. They might see him this time, call him over this time. He's waiting for his drink to shine. Lonely Meat Pie Man, Lonely Meat Pie Man.
He sits when he stands. He sits when he stands. Yeah, holy meat pie man. Steak and kidney stain. Television sawdust in his veins. Lonely meat pie man. He's foggy from the rain. They might see him again as a lover or some kind of friend. He's soggy from the rain. Lonely meat pie man. Lonely meat pie man. He sits when he stands. He sits when he stands. Yeah. Lonely meat pie man. Meat pie man. Meat pie man. He wants to come over to your table. He wants you to hold his pastry hands. He sits when he stands, he sits when he stands, yeah, lonely meat pie man. Gravy tears inside, mashed potato clouds across his mind, a lonely meat pie man. All waiting for his drink to shine, all waiting for his drink to shine, all waiting for his drink to shine.
All right, Leonard Pennyfold, live in the studio. He is a local singer-songwriter here in Vancouver. You're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. We'll be right back after this very important message.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kassler. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Windle, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
Jason Whitebear is one of our youngest panelists. He is a residential school survivor.
Gaki Waku Maganak, Nadi, Nwendin Naganag. How Mataki was. I said all my relations in three different languages. Those languages were taken away and given with this one here that I've mastered in residential school. And they told me that once you go there, he says, you're not going to come home with this anymore. You're not going to come home being able to speak Nehewiyan. You're not going to be able to speak. But when you do go, what I want you to do is I want you to try and master everything that they give you so that they can never fool us anymore. In my generation, we're at the point now where we understand the nuances between the languages. We can say, bonjour, Anin. I wish I knew a little bit of Arab, but you know, the point being is that we're all sitting around here and we're very learned people, we're very knowledgeable. We know how to say, to say a little bit of each other's language nowadays. And that's just us as this language. And I think that's a direct result of residential school, is because we always ask each other, where are you from? Well, how do you say this? How do you say that? So that when you run into somebody else, you're allowed to respect them and say, Tanse, how? Bonjour, Anin. So regardless of what was taken away from me during my residential school formative years, I haven't lost the ability to see. And so it is with this that I thank each and every one of you. I'd like to say, Ninanaskamon, Gakyogi Gwayotsiwa Taaski, and that's Cree for I'm grateful for everything in this land. I had to learn that from a Kukum, because I was speaking in front of chiefs one time and I said, I can't speak the language. So she taught me that little bit. Ninanaskamotaman, Gakyogi Gwayotsiwa Taaski. Hi, hi. Thank you.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR Radio, and we're on the dial of 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or online at citr.ca. My name's Matt. This is a show all about Australian and Canadian music, and I try to get as many fantastic people in the studio to play as I can. And this week, we have Leonard Pennyfold. He's a local singer-songwriter, and he's already played for us three songs, which were quite amazing. Hi, Leonard.
Hello.
Lonely Meat Pie Man, brilliant song. And there is a recorded version of that, right?
Yes, it's on the CD.
There is on the CD.
Yes.
And it's a self-released debut, and I know you can get this at Zulu Records. I've seen it there.
Yes, and Red Cat.
Red Cat, cool.
But I haven't set up some sort of band camp.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what the best thing to do. So I'm in the process of doing that.
Okay. So if you do want to find Leonard's music physically, it's possible. And actually on YouTube, I see there's a couple of little things there on YouTube. And you've been filmed by that guy...
Rod.
There's a live clip of Leonard playing on YouTube. And we're going to put up ours. Thanks to my friend Michael here. He has a camera. And I'm really excited about this to get some event interviews up on YouTube. So stay tuned. You'll now be using more than one sense, not only hearing, you'll be using your sense of sight to access this show. Anyway, Leonard, do you have a connection to Great Britain? You were born in England.
Yes.
And I've had some great chats with you at the open mic about some, like you've told me about great British music, and I've jotted it down on my pad. And so you were born there, and have you lived there as an adult at all?
Yes, for a few years.
Yeah, yeah. And what was that like there, like absorbing the music?
It was quite exciting being there during that time. That was early, 70s, late 60s.
And can you remember some of the bands that you saw? I mean, you did actually mention Robert Plant off air. You actually saw him.
Yes, just before he joined Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
A Soft Machine, Blossom Toes, band called Family, Roy Harper in Cannon Hill Park. Birmingham was a highlight. You know the great singer-songwriter, Roy Harper?
No.
Oh. Led Zeppelin did a recording with him, actually, too. He was connected with him. Still very active.
And also, you mentioned... You mentioned an Austrian guy who was noted
as... Lex's Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, the granddaddy of British blues, he was often called.
Okay. And you... Because, yeah...
It's a long time ago, though. Well,
yeah. It's like... Pardon me for prodding it. I'm just becoming such a fan of music history, and now I'm aware, the Rolling Stones were really into their blues, and there was a... They really called it like a blues invasion, didn't they, at the time in Britain? Yeah. And I guess you were almost there at ground zero at that time.
I would say, lived in the Midlands of England at the time. So a lot, lots of music everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing how much that little island has produced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And actually, just the other week I saw on your Facebook page, there was a friend of yours who played, and I was really impressed with him. What was his name? He was playing in a festival there. And I liked his video, and you said that he's played with your son. Can you,
Peter Hackett.
Peter Hackett, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cult of Wedge.
Ah.
He calls himself the Cult of Wedge.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
He can be found on Facebook, actually.
He can, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I was really impressed with him, and I was like, oh, man, there's just so much great music in England. Anyway, well, Leonard, it's such a pleasure to have you here on the show finally, and you're welcome to play another song or two. What's he gonna play next?
sure whether to do something really old or something new, but I think I will do a song that is called Charlie Chaplin Medicine Suit.
Brilliant song.
One I wrote it's only about a year and a half old. He won't cry when he's given the boot. He feels no pain in his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. This Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. In his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. He won't bow and he won't stoop. He's a king somehow in his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. In his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. In his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. He's been to the celluloid tailor. He's been to the silent time. He's been leaning on a lamppost at the corner of your mind. And I know you think he's fine. In his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit he shines. Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. Yeah, it suits him all the time. Oh yeah, it suits him all the time. He won't fall when the cameraman shoots. He'll stand up tall in his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. His Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. His Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. He's been to the celluloid tailor. Yeah, he's been to the silent time. He's been leaning on a lamppost at the corner of your mind. And I know you think he's fine. In his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit he shines. Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. Yeah, it suits him all the time. Oh yeah, suits him all the time. Oh yeah, suits him all the time. He won't cry when he's given the boot. He feels no pain in his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. In his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. In his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. He's been to the celluloid tailor. He's been to the silent time. He's been leaning on a lamppost at the corner of your mind. And I know you think it's fine. In his Charlie Chaplin medicine suit he shines. Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. Charlie Chaplin medicine suit. Yeah, and it suits him all the time. Oh yeah, suits him all the time. Oh yeah, suits him all the time.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, we're back here on CITR Radio. And that was Lenny Penifold with another fantastic track called Charlie Chaplin Medicine Suit. And I've seen Leonard perform that at where we met actually is a place called Mr. Brownstone, and it's a fantastic open mic that happens every Monday night at this establishment. It's at roughly Main and 13th or 14th.
Roughly
there. And Darcy is the proprietor, great guy, and there's some wonderful people who run the open mic, Jacqueline and Corey. And I've developed a huge amount of confidence going there. I only started writing songs a couple of years ago, and that's primarily where I've stood up in front of real humans and done it, and I've grown a lot through the support of a community like that. And Leonard is one of the people who has regularly shown up also and been very supportive and been a fantastic performer. Do you have any philosophy around performance? It's such a nebulous thing about where, you know, everyone's individual connection to it. I mean, you put in a huge amount of energy, I notice, every time, every song. Is there anything, you know, are you conscious of drawing on anything, or you just give it your all?
Yeah, there's nothing consciously I don't think of anything. I just go and sing. And,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't have any kind of basic rule and basic philosophy.
Yeah. Just give it.
Yeah.
Well, it is. I guess I just ask because it's something. It's such a new thing for me. It's sort of like learning how to ride a bike, and it's there's all the emotions that come with it. And I guess given you're quite seasoned, then it will feel quite natural for you. I guess
It's all like garlic, you know.
So anyway, if there's anyone out there and you're just a newbie like myself, come on down Monday nights at Mr. Brownstone's on Main Street.
And should I mention, it's very eclectic. It's all sorts of, it's not a genre-driven open stage. You get everything, jazz, folk, punk, hip-hop, spoken word. Mexican music.
Mariachi.
Japanese music. I mean, it's very eclectic.
That's poets.
One of the magical things about that place is the variety. Idioms, music idioms, and the crowd seems to be open to all of it. From what I see, I'm generalizing, of course, but
I tend to agree.
They're a very open crowd, open-minded.
Yeah, and actually, that sort of segues into the next week. We actually have Corey Owen is coming down to play. He is one of the two people who host the open mic, and he's a singer-songwriter himself, and he's going to come down next Friday. Along with Juniper, whose last name escapes me.
Waters.
Juniper Waters also will be joining him, and they're playing a show together in about a week's time, so I'll tell you all about that when they're here next week. So that's Corey Owen and Juniper Waters, and two other great people that I've met, and Leonard has met down at Mr. Brownstone's on a Monday. So Leonard actually brought his CD down, so before he leaves, I did want to play one of his recorded songs, but I think maybe there's time for him to play one more, too, here in the studio.
Yeah. I'd like to do a really old song that I used to do with a band in Toronto that I was in called Raw Venus back in the 80s. Lots of electric, dirty guitars, and it was great time.
Awesome.
It's called Erotica Station.
Take it away.
Erotica Station in the rain. Erotica Station in the rain. Gotta get a ticket to, gotta get a ticket to, gotta get a ticket to Erotica Station in the rain. Erotica Station in the rain. Erotica Station in the rain. Gotta get a ticket to, gotta get a ticket to, gotta get a ticket to Erotica Station in the rain. She keeps her platform loaded with intentional dark shoulders. She tapes a final postcard to the ultimate brochure. Gotta get a ticket to, gotta get a ticket to, gotta get a ticket to Erotica Station in the rain. Erotica Station in the rain. Erotica Station in the rain. Gotta get a ticket to, gotta get a ticket to, gotta get a ticket to Erotica Station in the rain. She keeps her platform loaded with intentional dark shoulders. She takes the final postcard to the ultimate brochure. Gotta get a ticket to, gotta get a ticket to, gotta get a ticket to Erotica Station in the rain.
Leave your luggage with the porter miles before the storm. Gotta get a ticket to Eradica Station in the rain.
Short but sweet. And throwback to Toronto when Leonard played in a band back then.
Yes.
In the 80s, you said?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And very different world, I guess, Toronto. I don't know much about that place. Was it a real...
A little grittier than Vancouver, at least at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it easy to play in those times? Like plenty of, you know, like people say here, it's tough here at the moment with Vancouver, not a lot of venues.
At that period, I think there were a lot more venues. And,
Yeah.
I went from Vancouver to Toronto, and at that time in the 80s, there were a lot more places to play in Toronto.
Mm.
But it's a bigger city, larger population.
Yeah, that's right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful time, mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Well, we're speaking with Leonard Pennyfold, and he's a very unique artist, and he's, as you said, he's moved around a lot, and he's have a lot of life experience that he brings to his songs that are very rich in melody and lyrics, and he's been gracious enough to play some live music, and he did bring down a copy of his CD, so maybe after this message we might play one of his recorded tracks to finish up with. So we'll be right back.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Hi, I'm CJ, CITR's campus coverage coordinator.
Hey, this is Duncan from Duncan's Donuts.
This is Robin Allum, program manager.
I'm Lucy Clarkson, and I'm in the student executive.
And my name's Steve. I was just standing out in the hallway.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm CITR station manager.
Hey, my name's Andy Resto, and I'm the digital library coordinator at CITR.
My name is Hugo, and I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, my name's Eleanor, and I'm the sponsorship coordinator at CITR.
This is Ryan Rosell, president of CITR's student executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised $39,201.79. And for that, we would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is this even for?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for supporting CITR.
Yes, thank you very much for supporting CITR and giving us the capacity to do something like this, which is have a local musician come on the show. And I'm going to do my best to have more local musicians in the coming weeks and months. Next week, we have Corey Owen and Juniper Waters will be in to play some songs for us. This week was Leonard Pennyfold. And we're going to finish up with playing one of his recorded songs. So which one did you say, Leonard, that you'd like to play?
General Retired.
Which is track...
Is this the last song?
Yeah.
What
have we got?
I got a Valentine Best, which is a slower one.
Oh, yeah?
You want to end on a slow one or a fast one?
Well, we could play both. What the heck? We got time.
Play General Retired and Valentine Best.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe end on Valentine Best. It's a slower ballady.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's track 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10. Track 10 on the record. So if you are listening locally, you can pick this up. Leonard's debut album is called Money Scar. And you can pick this up at Red Cat Records and Zulu Records. Painting on the front, is there any story behind that?
It's one of the many faces I do on my computer.
Ah.
characters I create. I give them all names. I have tons of those.
Yeah.
That one I took out of, you know, I initially worked on it in the computer, and then I printed it out, and then I drew on it, and then put it back into the computer.
Oh, cool.
So it has that organic touch.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like computer, but...
Oh, wow. I never would have guessed, yeah, that it was computer. Huh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's many variations on that face and colors and early models. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
You might find one of your faces one time become one of my characters.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted Corey Owen.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've used actually two of his faces I've used for characters.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, this is Leonard Pennyfold, and he has an album called Money Scar. So this album... And, of course, since then, you have a whole other bunch of songs piled up. So do you think there'll be another release in the near future? Or?
Possibly. I won't say for sure at this moment.
But yeah.
I recorded a whole other album's worth of stuff.
Yeah.
My friend Steve, who was so wonderful to record me in the first place.
Steve Wells?
Yes. A wonderful man and great musician himself.
Hmm.
Songwriter. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So here we go. This is track 10, General Retired. And then we'll play also Valentine Vest. Here we go. This is Leonard Pennyfold.
He's off to the seaside with a fallen war bride. General retired, general retired. They land on the beaches, his military breeches wet from the tide. General retired. He still fights the enemy inside. General retired. General retired, general retired, general retired. He'll march on the promenade with the regimental pigeon guard. General retired, general retired. He still fights the enemy inside. General retired, general retired, general retired, general retired. Left his paratroopers to die in the pubs of England. Although once he is sired, general retired, general retired, general retired. He still fights the enemy inside. General retired, general retired, general retired, general retired. He'll charge on the golf course and fall from his stone horse. General retired, general retired. He still fights the enemy inside. General retired, general retired, general retired, general retired. She'll strip him of his uniform. She'll keep his medals warm, pull him back from the memory storms. All the shots he will fire. General retired, general retired, general retired. He still fights the enemy inside. General retired, general retired, general retired, general retired. She pulls him close, but he goes missing in action. All the shots he has fired. General retired, general retired, general retired. He still fights the enemy inside. General retired, general retired, general retired, general retired. He's off to the seaside with a fallen war bride. General retired, general retired. He still fights the enemy inside. General retired, general retired, general retired. General retired. She'll strip him of his uniform. She'll keep his medals warm. Pull him back from the memory storms. All the shots he will fire. General retired. General retired. General retired. He still fights the enemy inside. General retired. General retired. General retired. General retired. lights up in your bed, behind the camera shed. He's making a print of your eyes to convince you of your loveliness. He fixed your broken dress with the hammer from his Valentine vest. He's the unknown painter in your private gallery. He comes to you when the colors run through. He's the darkroom manager, lights a candle in your head. On the premonition bed, he's planting a painting of your smile to remind you of your loveliness. He fixed your broken dress with a hammer from his Valentine vest. He nails the door into the sun. He wakes you up to open one. He fixed your broken dress with a hammer from his Valentine vest. He's the unknown painter in your private gallery. He comes to you when the colors run through.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
All right, we're back here on Stranded, and that was two tracks in a row from Leonard Pennyfold from his recording called Money Scar. So this is recorded by a gentleman named Steve Wells, a friend of Leonard's.
Of the Great Outdoors,
the
band,
the band
Nation, and
right,
yeah,
okay, and so you can pick this up at Zulu Records or Raycat Records in recorded form, and Leonard will at some point have something up on the internet to Bandcamp, I imagine.
Yes.
We're at 7 o'clock, so you know Leonard's come all this way, and he's got his guitar, so I'm totally over the moon if he plays at least one more song.
Okay.
And his brain's ticking away. He's deciding what to play. So,
I'll play Stained Glass Veins.
Stained Glass Veins.
Yes.
One more live track here from our special studio guest. This is Leonard Pennyfold. Take away to Leonard.
Holy bells woke the madman in his house of flames, charging at him like a broken water main. And now he sings in a sacred choir, surrounded by his own refrains. You know you look a lot like him. Stained glass in your veins, your veins. Stained glass in your veins. Stained glass in your veins, your veins. Stained glass in your veins. Never to be broken in the chapel of your chains. Stained glass veins. Stained glass veins. Money gunshot the madman in his well of bliss. They siphoned off his madness with a tremor on their lips. And now his muse is a refugee buried in a storm of trains. You know you look a lot like him.
stained glass in your veins. Your veins, stained glass in your veins. Stained glass in your veins. Your veins, stained glass in your veins. Never to be broken in the chapel of your chains. Stained glass veins. Stained glass veins. Money gun shot the madman in his house aflame. Charging at him like a broken water main. And now he sings in the sacred choir, surrounded by his own refrains. You know you're gonna like him. Stained glass in your veins, your veins, stained glass in your veins. Stained glass in your veins, your veins, stained glass in your veins. Never to be broken in the chapel of your chains. Stained glass veins, stained glass veins. Stained glass veins. I can see you in the soldier dark. Pulsation boulder spark, where the madman left his mark. Stained glass veins, stained glass veins. A stained glass veins, a stained glass veins, a stained glass veins. Never to be broken in the chapel of your chains.
One more track there from Leonard Pennyfold, live in the studio. We'll be right back after this message.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Okay, well, that just about wraps up this part of the show. Our special live studio guest has been Leonard Pennyfold. Thanks for that last track there, Leonard.
Thank you very much.
And that was cool.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem. It's a pleasure. An example of the great, rich vein of musical talent and wonderfulness in this city. And next week we have Corey Owen and Juniper Waters who will be in the studio. And yeah, Michael there is in the corner with the camera. So we're going to see how this little experiment went. And I'm certainly keen to keep this going and have these up on YouTube. So I'll let you know about that. Listeners, how that goes. In the meantime, you can catch at least the audio of this will be at ozstrandedradio.com. That's our blog. And you can catch us on Twitter at ozstrandedradio. So, thanks, Leonard. Let's get into another local band now. This is a band called Cool, featuring members of Apollo Ghosts. It's the new project of Adrian. Yeah. Apollo Ghosts are no longer with us, but there's a new project called Cool, and featuring at least one member of that band, Apollo Ghosts, and they're playing this weekend at the Red Gate, I believe. Here we go. We've got an LP release party, March 22nd at the Red Gate. So here we go. This is their record, and I'll play for you a couple of tracks from that now.
Ooh, 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 Pepsi bottle boy.
All right, here we are back on Stranded, and we've got another 13 minutes to go before David Love Jones comes down with African Rhythms. So, local music here from the city of Vancouver. We had two tracks from Cool, who are the new project from Adrian, who formerly of the Apollo Ghosts. They have their LP release show at the Red Gate on March 22nd, and that is $5. Also playing KMVP and Pups. So, after that, you heard Wiser Fool, a local hard rock. It's kind of a bit of a stoner sound, stoner hard rock band. And they're also playing this weekend. Let me just grab the details for you. Let's see here. Actually, yeah, there's a lot going on this weekend. We have that. Let's see. Yeah, there's actually another interesting show at the Biltmore Cabaret. Maybe we'll get a chance to play one of this gentleman's songs. Johnny DeCourcy, DeCourcy, playing at the Biltmore Cabaret, and I've heard that he's quite good. But he's playing on the same night, actually, as Wiser Fool, who we just played. Saturday night, tomorrow night, Wiser Fool are playing at the Electric Owl. Along with the Black Wizard European Tour fundraiser. That's the show there at the Electric Owl. So, lots of great music coming up. Also, the Diviners. Janice McKenzie, who is a long-term member of the station, member of the board, she has a project called The Diviners, and they're playing at the Railway Club on Sunday night. So I've got actually a track here I'll play for you from The Diviners. Here we are back on CITR. So that was a track from The Diviners featuring Janice McKenzie, who is a long-term member of the station, and she is the chair of the board as well. She's playing at the Railway Club there with her project, The Diviners, on Sunday night. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. We have African Rhythms coming up pretty soon, right after this, and maybe a couple more songs.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective.
News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Effective.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and go.
Hang on. Okay, so here we are at CITR Radio, and that last track there was from a local band called Mode Modern, from their album called Occult Delight. And so David Love Jones has entered the studio, so I'll leave you with one more track from a band called Soft Serve, from, I guess this is a, what's it called? Sink Deep, it's the Sink Deep EP from Soft Serve. Before David Love Jones starts. So thanks for listening. This was great today. We had Leonard Pennyfold live in the studio. That interview and live set will be up on the show blog, Ostranded Radio, over the weekend. Okay. Bye for now. This is Soft Serve. That's the wrong CD. I'm going to...
It looks so familiar from somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hello, Brandon. How are you today?
Quite well, thank you.
Good. Do you remember that ruckus around campus with the lights and the pedals last year?
Oh, you mean the UBC Bike Rave?
Oh, yes. What exactly is a UBC Bike Rave?
Well, it's a mobile celebration of music and lights.
Really? And how is it going to be different than last year?
Well, on March 21st, we'll have more lights and faster bikes.
Sounds interesting. Where can I find more information?
Check out the Facebook page at UBC Bike Rave 2.0 and our website at ubcbikerave.com.
That sounds excellent. I will bring my helmet and my penny father.
Well, I'll bring my father's penny father.
Well, I'll bring U-Town.
I'll bring UBC Rec.
I'll bring the calendar.
All right, then. Good show!
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just not